once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka, where at all times we're always grateful for the lordship of Jesus Christ, because under his lordship, he also gives direction. And when he gives direction, you know what you should do, and you know how you should do it. You know the course to go, and you know that which you need to do, which is very important in this day and age that we live in. Because right now, if you don't know him, you're going to be tossed to and fro with all the other things going on in this world that all are designed with an agenda. You know, here's the thing. You've got to realize that with the world and the world system, now there are demonic powers that have been in existence since this world began, this world system began, rather. And, you know, with what these things do, they have studied humanity, the human condition, people, and they know your motivation, they know the fears that most people have, they know how to play on all of that stuff. Then, people as individuals, they have a better record on each person for what they've done in their entire lives than any intelligence agency in this entire world. So they know people on an individual level, they've been studying them, and then also people on a, you know, just in general, as far as, you know, within regions and people. So now, in order to set people up, to get them to do certain things, conditions are created. Situations are set up. You know, a lot of times, you've got to understand that a lot of times people will not just openly do something, you know, because they have an agenda and they say, okay, we want to do this. And then people know, because people have morals, they have a conscience, they have, and those things, you know, those are God-given, God-given conscience. You know, when you're a kid, if you do something wrong, your conscience, you know, comes back to you, and you regret that you did it. But as people get older, as their consciences get seared, as they engage in sin, as they walk away from the living God, you know, that over time, they stop listening to that. But in order to get people to do certain things in this world, they have to create circumstance and situation. And, you know, all right, look for this pattern. I'm going to give you guys a tip here. Look for this pattern. Problem, reaction, solution. If you look for that pattern, you're going to see it so many times. Specifically with political agendas, is to create, in order to get people to go down a particular path, a pre-designed path, a pre-intended path, they have to create the problem, they have to create the solution, where people would choose a solution that is already predetermined that they want people to take. And then, because they can't just get them to take that solution off the bat, they have to now create the conditions for people to choose a particular solution. Therefore, we must now have a problem and guide the reaction in order to get people to choose the solution that we now want. You have to realize that this is part of the game. Because in order to get people... Now, this has been tested and proven that this is the way to get people to do what you want, is problem, reaction, solution. Solution in the direction that what you want them to do. So, that's why you need to read between the lines. That's why you need to use a filter with that which comes your way. That's why you need to always question and ask, who has an agenda in this? Who has a something to gain? Who has a dog in the fight, if you would? Just a saying, don't like dog fighting, but anyways. Who has something to gain out of this? Because when you can understand that, then you have a better chance of actually knowing what's really going on. Because, and see, this is why too, if you want the simplest way to go through this, if you don't want to do that type of analysis, just listen to the voice of the living God and allow Him to direct your path. Because if you allow Him to direct your path, He will show you the way through. Now, Jesus has given us His Word. I mean, we have the Scriptures for a reason. Part of the things that Scripture says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. People don't know. And because they don't know, they get taken advantage of what they don't know. And because they don't know, they now, they're just played. So knowledge will help you. Learning about stuff will help you. Educating yourself will help you. It's going to help you be able to know and to understand so that you can actually make good decisions in the day and the age that you now live. So, you know, this is more of a public service announcement because of all that we see right now going and coming on the earth. There's a lot of stuff taking place where what's happening on the surface and what's really going on are two different things. See, if you know what's really going on, it would shock you. But instead, you know, the surface reality is something else. You know, in the world, a lot of wars are fought with that, with discussions in the back rooms taking place. A lot of wars, you know, creation of a justification for war is important. You know, if you read Sun Tzu's The Art of War, which is a military classic that, you know, there's summarized versions out there, but, you know, one of the things that they talk about in there is creating a national cause. You know, getting the nation behind you if you want to do something. And in order to control that too, well, what do you have to do? You also have to control the mindsets of the people. See, that's why a free press is dangerous to controllers in any country. I'm not singling any place out. I'm telling you in general, this is why a free press is dangerous for those that would want to control. It's because a free discussion, a free debate, is not what people want if they want to control. What they would rather have is to decide, you know, here's what you're going to hear, here's what you're going to see, here's the things that are going to be quote-unquote news, and now out of that, let's now control your response. You know, I remember when I was doing my master's degree. I did a master's degree, spent some time in college of journalism, and, you know, when I was doing that, I remember I had the chance to meet one of the two founders of a very prominent, you know, one of the big news stations of today, you know, one of the big names. And I remember in the time that I met this guy, he had traveled to the States, spends a lot of time outside the U.S., and he was just telling the class that was there, he's like, look, you know, you guys really don't get news here. You know, at the time, Siegfried and Roy, that guy had been attacked by a tiger. And he said, look, you know, you get lots of news about Roy being attacked by a tiger, but you don't actually know what's going on in the world around you. And he found that to be true. But just a case in point, you know, for my friends in the States that are listening into this, is that, you know, you have to question why is what is being said and given as news what's being said and given as news. You have to ask why. You have to ask what else is going on, what else is important. Because you know what, right now in the world, there is so much information. We're on information overload right now in the world. That's only increasing. The amount of information that is out there is only increasing. So, you know, managing that information and having the right information is something else. So, see, this is where, too, when you have the Spirit of God leading you and guiding you, you'll have a great filter for that which should be important to you and that which is a place that you should spend your time and your energy. in your effort, because the enemy will occupy your mind with a bunch of worthless junk. But if you let God direct you, you'll also know where to spend your time, your effort, your energies. Because there are some things that you need to focus on. There are some things that are really important. There are some things that are according to God's call, plan for you, that you should be spending your time and your energy and your effort about. Because you know what happens to a lot of people is they get involved in their job, in their work, and their work consumes them. And they spend all their time on their job, and they go to that, and then, you know, when they're doing their job, they get, you know, once they're finished up, they're tired, but they want some entertainment. So it's a mixture between, you know, entertainment and some things that'll be. It's a mixture between entertainment and some things that'll, you know, that are related to their work, but not really, part of God's plan and purpose for them. Whereas when they have the space to actually seek His face in that time, that's when, you know, He kind of shows, hey, this is where I'd really have you to go. This is what I'd really have you to be about. So, you know, you can spend your time and your energy on all kinds of things in this life. But one thing you always have to keep in front of you is that this life is short. You're passing through. And in the time that you're here, you want to spend that time and that energy in that which is really about God's plan and purpose. And don't waste it on a lot of other stuff. Because, you know, why? Why would you waste your time and your energy on that which is not important? Eternally. You know, God intended that you would enjoy life. He really wanted you to. And, you know, the world seeks to take that away from people. The world seeks to rob, steal, kill, and destroy, including take away your joy, make you a slave, keep you going into debt. Oh, here's another one. See, all right, here, look. Debt is a game. You know, you've got to understand that the borrower is servant to the lender. That's what scriptures say. So when you live on debt, you are putting yourself into a position of servitude, into a position where you are a servant to the one that lends you the money. So the borrower is servant to the lender. And if you lack the means to pay, your very bed will be snatched out from under you. So, you know, debt is something that, you know, you have to be really careful with something like that. Now, I personally, you know, avoid debt like the plague as much as possible, because I've seen what it's done to a lot of people that are close to me and a lot of people that are my friends. You know, debt will, it will cut off options that you have. It'll limit your life. But what does the world do? The world tells you, hey, if you don't have it but you want it, no problem. Just take it on credit. Just take it on payments. Easy payment plan. Easy. You know, look, do you know how expensive interest is? Do you know how expensive interest is? If you look at all of these amazing big banks that have been built all over the world, do you realize that those things, those buildings, were built not out of something that was created, but off of interest? Your money. You know how expensive interest is. You know, that's one thing I was glad about the business courses I took, was that they taught me how much interest really costs. And when you realize how much people end up giving and paying to those that, you know, have just been the ones to lend them something, you realize, look, you don't want to do this. Now, there's a little advice. Now, this is, you know, from a friend of mine. He's talked to me one time. He said the difference between frivolous debt and strategic debt. And frivolous debt is that which, you know, if you're buying things for luxuries or pleasures or a car or, you know, nice coat or, you know, video games or whatever, that's all a waste. That's all frivolous debt. These are things that you don't need, and there's no long-term benefit to that. But strategic debt was actually a business practice where, you know, people borrow to create something that will be worth a lot more, and they've done their analysis, and they, you know, and so, you know, I mean, when people bought houses or properties, things like that, all of that stuff could be considered strategic debt. But here's the thing. You're still in that situation where the borrower is servant to the lender. So, you know, borrowing is something that you should never be quick to do something like that. You should always be cautious. If you lack the means to pay, be cautious, be careful. Because once you start going down certain paths, they get tough to get out of. And we live in a day and age right now where if you're in debt, it's, which is actually probably a lot of people that are listening, because the world has tricked you. You know? Sets people up. Look, just avoid things that you don't need. Live within your means. You know, a buddy of mine one time told me, you know, the surest way to generate wealth, he said, spend less than you earn and do it consistently. I found that to be true. You know, spend less than you earn, do it consistently. If you want to generate wealth, that's the way to do it. But what most people do is they spend more than they earn and they live on payments. You know, that is not what life is meant to be for you. That is not what life is meant to be for a child of God. You know, you are meant to be the head and not the tail. You're not meant to live beyond your means. You know, Paul talked about the secret of being content in all situations, whether he had a lot or a little. He learned how to be content with whatever it is that he had. You got to learn to be content with whatever it is that you have. If you learn that secret, you'll avoid going into debt. You'll avoid debt because you'll be content with whatever your situation is. So, you know, these are just practical things, because, you know, part of our walk should be also practical. Because, you know, sometimes what happens is people just, they get all spiritually minded and then they're stuck. Because they also don't realize the places that the world is playing them. The world is playing them in the things that they get them to do, and the stuff they get them to eat. Food is another one. Look, scripturally, the closer you get to the earth, the more you get to, you know, the closer to the garden, I would say, Adam and Eve. The closer to the garden, the healthier that you are. The further away from the garden, the more unhealthy that you are. Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the case with all the scientific studies and everything else. But, you know, people fall for the lie. They fall for the trick. They fall for the deception. They buy things that they don't need. They put stuff in their body that shouldn't be there. And then they get sick. You know, the body was meant to be, look, your body's made a certain way. And in order for the body to be healthy, you've got to give it what it needs to be healthy. If you give it what would make it sick, it's going to get sick. Whereas if you put inside that which is the fuel that the body was meant to run on, you got a better chance of being healthy and having good energy. You know, I mean, there's some responsibility that you have in this. You got to be looking at things. You got to take the time, educate yourself, be aware. Don't be lazy. Don't just walk through this life and be sloppy about stuff. So, yeah, this is just a little bit more on the practical side. Because here's the thing. We're living in a day and an age where, you know, look, your body is either an asset or a liability. It's either a tool or something that's dragging you down. You got to make sure that you're doing the things that you need to, so that you are in as good a health as you possibly can be, that you're freed up so that wherever it is that God would have to send you, that you could go, you could move, you can be in step with Him. You're aware of what's going on around you, but you're not caught up in the drama and the deception that the world is throwing at each other. And that you have your eyes open so that you can see. You know, you need to really be aware of what's actually going on around you. Have your eyes open so that you can see. Don't be deceived. You know, there is a huge game on right now for people's consciousness. It's on. It's on like Donkey Kong. If you don't realize that this game is being played, then you are just sitting there passively, and you're going to just line up for whatever it is that they give you. And they will control you all the way to the grave. You know, some people that feign to be enemies on the surface are best friends in the back rooms. I've seen that. You know, some people that, are playing things a particular way, they really don't believe it, but they're playing a game. If you would follow the living God and spend time before Him, He'll lead and direct and guide you. He'll show you that which you need to know. And out of that which He shows you, you're going to have what you need to walk through this life. See, this is why the children of God are like John 3 kids. They're like the wind. They go wherever it is that the Spirit leads them. Spirit of the living God leads them and they go. That's what, when Nicodemus was asking Jesus about this, Jesus said, look, those that are led by the Spirit, they're like the wind. You know, we are. That's the way that we were made. We flow with Him. And He with us. And that's why the world can't get their hooks into you. It's because you just flow with them. You don't do things the world says you should do them. You don't follow the world system. You don't do... Your motivation is not based on what their motivation is. Ah, see, here's another thing. This is one thing that really frustrates them. With God's kids, look, we're not motivated by the stuff that motivates them. So they can keep their money. Because you can't buy our loyalty. You know, our friendship is contingent on that which God says it should be. Our motivation is contingent on that which God says it should be. The reason that we do things is contingent on the reasons that God says something should be important. You know, so, if you read the book of Daniel, when the king was trying to give Daniel certain things to get him to, you know, give an interpretation, he's like, look, just, you know, keep your gifts. Give them to yourself. I don't care. I don't want them. So, but I will tell you the interpretation, but not because of your gifts, but because this is what God wants you to know. How often the children of God, when the world tries to buy them, it's like, no, I don't want it. That's not the motivation. You can't buy a true child of God. They're not for sale. You know why? Because they've already been bought and paid for by the living God. They already belong to Him. Because they belong to Him, you can't buy them. So look, here's the point. Be aware, understand, get yourself truly educated. Actually spend some time and really understand and figure some things out. You know, go before God. Ask. You know, look, scriptures say this. James says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without finding fault. You just got to ask Him. God will educate you. He will give you wisdom. There's wisdom that comes from God. But that wisdom that comes from Him, it comes on His terms, and you got to ask Him for it. You can't obtain the wisdom that comes from God on your own terms. It comes by asking Him, praying, and then God will put it in you. You know, when I was a kid, I did that. I saw that scripture, and I said, and God said, look, you know, if you lack wisdom, ask of me. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without finding fault. So I was like, God, I do lack wisdom. Like, Lord, I need this. And you said you'd be willing to give it to me if I asked. So I ask. Remember scriptures again? Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. So remember that God has offered this to you if you would just ask Him. So look, ask the Lord. Allow Him to rule and reign over your life. Get wisdom, get knowledge, get understanding. Understand and be wise your whole life. And live a life blessed by wisdom. Blessed by not just, you know, the availability of information, but knowing what to do. You know, a lot of people have a lot of information, but they don't know what to do with it. God gives that. He gives the ability to know what to do and how to do it. And you need that in the day and the age that you now live in. You need to know what to do it, how now you should live. And God gives that to those that would trust Him. God gives that to those that would follow Him. Seek the Lord with all your heart. Honor the Lord with all that you are. And God will bless you. God will keep you. God will lead you through these times. And realize the game that's being played for your soul, that there is a game being played by our enemy. And if you would follow the Lord, He'll lead and guide you through that. And as He leads and guides you through that, there's abundant life in this entire journey. That is what you are intended to have. So, hey, God bless you guys. Love you. Just a quick talk, little public service announcement more than anything. Because, you know, the people of God, you need to step it up right now. Because there's a lot coming up. And God will lead and guide those that are looking to Him. He'll lead them through this. So you've got to look to Him and not to man. You've got to bow your knee before Him and ask Him to lead and direct you, because that is where your answer is for all that's going on right now. So, hey, love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com, or send us a note on Facebook under Faithmix. You'll find us. All right. Hey, so we'll catch up with you soon. Bye.